Welcome, welcome. I am Johnita Stanton. We have Reginald Perriman, Shaka Williams. We are Tasari, and this is the There Something About Real Estate podcast, where we talk all things real estate. And I'm super excited because we have LaShawn and Tawana, Team Peterson Jackson of EXP. They're like the largest collaboration in the United States.
What's going on, y'all?
Thank you. We wish we were the largest collaboration in the United States, but we're working on it.
Y'all on y'all way.
Speaking into working on it. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely coming.
It's definitely coming.
So every day, y'all adding two or three people, I'd be like, who else gonna be left? It'd be like, they be at the real estate school leaving, going right to
Come over here.
I already know where I'm going.
So what have you guys been doing? What have you been up to? We've done an interview before.
Yes.
We definitely have to. I don't know what episode that was.
Like two.
Yeah, that
was like early on. Yeah, it was very early on. Yes. And so we're super excited to hear about what you've been doing, probably for like the last year or so.
Has it been a year?
Yeah. It's been about a year.
Oh, wow.
What episode are you guys on now?
We are 43, 44, 45.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad y'all still around. So many podcasts starting, then you're like, oh, I want to go back and listen. Like, where they at?
Yeah. Right.
You know,
we're here.
So y'all
we
here.
We here forever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exactly. Sorry.
That's right. That's good. I like that. Something to listen to when you're on a road trip. I love podcasts on road trips.
Okay. Well, make sure you check out, push play on ours.
We're on Spotify and Apple.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So a year. What have we've grown in a year?
Mm-hmm.
Triple?
Yeah, I think last time we were here, we were probably at about 40 people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. We're at 133 right now.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've... What is that? That's triple.
A little more than triple.
That's a little bit more than triple.
Yeah.
Since the last time we were here. So
We do grow pretty strong a month. I would say we probably bring on about 10 agents now.
Mm. Okay.
So the efforts that we put into attraction are starting to, unfold.
What would that be, the efforts that you put into attraction? Like,
mm-hmm.
because I know I'm just, when I see you, I see influencers.
Right.
But it's kind of, it's deep in a way because it's not like we're 19, you know what I mean? Like the Instagram 110,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you think of influencers, I just don't know that you see real people living life, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you guys are influencers.
Yeah, I just try to be like extremely authentic. I always try to show up as myself, my best self. And sometimes I don't show up as my best self. Sometimes I'm my silly self. Sometimes I'm my goofy self. Sometimes I'm my pissed off self. But I always try to show up authentically. And I think that people can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, I don't always talk about real estate. I have other things that, I'm interested in. And I talk about those things. And I think that authenticity will attract people more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I always try to show up as me.
Cool.
I don't think I'm an influencer, though.
You don't think so?
Get out of here.
Man.
No, not really, because I just, I'm just Tawana.
Right.
So
right.
I don't really think I'm influencing people to do something. LaShawn was talking earlier. I think we just inform you.
Right.
The attraction or, that piece that I was talking about is just making yourself in any situation more attractive in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that one of our profit margins is driven by how many people that we attract.
Right.
So I had to look at that as a business. Mm-hmm. Like, how am I going to show up as the best version of Tawana so I'm attractive to people?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I'm scrolling through my timeline, I'm like seeing Tawana posing, LaShawn posing. I'm in the inbox like, what y'all doing? You know what I mean? Like, I see countertops and hands on the hips and hands on the brim. I mean.
Then you see the dogs.
The dogs.
And I don't even like dogs, but I like y'all. So I'll be like,
man, the mugs got on my nerves.
They are so terrible.
They terrible.
But do you think that some of that stuff also plays a part? Like, what would you advise to people coming into the business, especially like you being at EXP? Because like you said, that's one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
The attraction and bringing people in.
Mm-hmm.
It's another stream of income.
Right.
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 It's extremely income, but, EXP gets a bad rep because some people recruit, and I cannot recruit. I am a terrible recruiter. Because if I tried to get you to join EXP, I don't even know how to like approach somebody and to get them to join EXP. I'm an attractor, you know, so I attract people by showing them what is possible. Like Twan and I, we're icon agents. We out here on the grind, just like every other agent is. We have not stopped selling real estate.
Right.
You know, so we out here, we're selling, we're hustling. And the main thing is that whatever I tell people I'm going to do for them, I do it.
Right.
You will never hear anybody say, LaShawn lied to me. She promised me this and did that. You know what I'm saying? If I tell you I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. My word is my bond. I give people what I don't have. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, and what I, you know, what's the meme say? That I am the type of woman that I wish I had in my life.
Okay.
So that is what drives me to give people what I didn't get. So.
So with the... So, because y'all post everything, like, it's just y'all life, period. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just real estate.
Yes.
So, how's that impacting not only your recruiting, but your business? Are you generating a lot of business from social media?
So, I started real estate with the sole purpose of selling it on Facebook.
Okay.
Mm.
So, when I met with the first broker, they was like, oh, okay, let's talk about lead generation and what you do. I said, well, you know. I got some people I know. I have family. Most of my family stay in their house for like 30, 40 years, so can't really bother too many of them.
Right.
But what I realized is that Facebook allowed me to know a lot more than what my small sphere was, so it expanded it so much. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to focus on selling on Facebook. And you got laughed at.
Right.
I seen the post. You had a post. You were like, you said something like, they said door knock or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Or that the Facebook wasn't going
to
work.
They told me everything that you need to get on the phones and start calling. I quit a job because I had to get on the phones and start calling. So I'm not going to start a business, and that's my primary way I'm going to get business. Right. Great way to do it. Every agent would tell you that you got it. You know, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you get your listings. That ain't for me. Mm. And it's my business.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Never made a cold call.
Who gonna fire me?
Who fired me?
Never made a cold call.
You know,
it's it's just not our thing.
Right.
One day I was going to do it, and I sat there, and I looked at those scripts. I was like, no, not going to do this.
Right.
I think
I called twice. LaShawn was like, you going to try it? I was like, yeah, I'm about to call somebody. And I picked up the phone, and dude answered the phone. I started the first part of the script, and he hung up the phone, and I wanted to call him back and cuss him out. I was like, I know this ain't for me, because I'm about to go make a drink. It's 9:30.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's in the morning. You know what I'm saying? A.M.
Right.
Like, you done messed my whole day up, so I don't need that. I don't need that negativity in my life.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I had to find what was, one, I'm cheap. So Facebook was free.
Yep.
Everything I post, that's all free, with my except your time to do it, right? So I knew that if I keep engaging with people and keep my engagements up, the higher your engagements are, the more business you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. I got a lot of groups that I belong to.
Mm.
Crazy groups you guys wouldn't even believe.
It's scary.
But we're their realtors.
It
petrified me.
Being in the groups and talking and all that stuff, I'd be like, ugh.
But for me, I used to be a party promoter.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people. I've been doing parties and social events since I was in high school. So I know a lot of people. So I have a large, and I have a large family. Like, I have... What was that? 88 first cousins. So you know what I'm saying? I have a large family. And so, you know, I have a large SOI. So it was easier for me to just work my sphere, you know, my friends, associates, things like that.
Sometimes I have to clear a real estate jargon SOI, sphere of influence.
Sphere of influence, yes. So for me, you know, that's why I've been blessed enough to not have to cold call. If that's a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong with it if that's what you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Make those calls like your broker talks.
That's right.
So but you don't want to call me. Some people excel like that.
that. Some people excel. And
they do. Right.
Well, yeah.
He got rich off of it. He a millionaire.
No, so what I tell people, cold calling is just one method, right?
Yeah. Right.
Fizzballs. Like, I suck at fizzballs and expires. Yeah. Right? But at the end of the day, you're just trying to meet as many people as you can.
Possibly can.
Whether
that's
it's
right.
Facebook, whether uh-huh. you're paying for leads or cold calling. Yeah. But cold calling is hard, tedious work. Mm-hmm. Why not do Facebook if mm-hmm. you can?
Right.
But most people don't have the discipline to do something consistently.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that a lot of, so the spirit of influence is super important. So we're going to come back to that or whatever. But you talked about Reggie and the cold calling. So I walk up on people. Or I just be talking to people. That's like my strength. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It happened today on live when I was getting the gift certificate. I'm like talking to someone, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I want a property here and there and everywhere, and I'm going to call you and I'm going to take you golfing." And I'm like, "This is great." But you know, I do think that it is finding your niche, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the sphere of influence. How productive is that? You know, like for you, I mean, you got 88 first cousins.
I mean, I don't know. I got a couple of more cousins as realtors.
Right.
Shout out to Deshauna and Marcus.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not like I get them all, but I get enough. Mm-hmm. You know, right. I don't mm-hmm. have to get them all.
Yep.
So, but for me, it's just, you know, keeping in touch with everybody, letting people know that I'm available, you know, keeping the fact that I'm a real estate agent in their face, touching them, you know, sending them emails, texts. And phone calls and, mm-hmm. you know, yep. just, you right. know, and going to their events, inviting them to mine, you know, so just keeping in contact and, keep touching people.
Right. Is this the advice that you're giving to, like, agents coming aboard and, you know, like, how are you doing your mentoring and training and things like that? Like, what are you teaching?
So I interview them and I determine, like, if they say, well, I don't know anyone. Right. I don't have anybody to sell to. I don't have right. a spirit influence.
Right.
Well, baby, you don't have to get on those phones and you don't have to cold call. Mm-hmm. You're going right. to have to build your spirit. You know, so right. you're going to have to cold call. You're going to have to learn. You know, you're going to have to do that. And you're going to have to get out here and network. You have to be around the type of people that you want to sell to. If you want to sell luxury real estate, you got to live a luxury lifestyle. If you want to yeah. sell middle class real estate, you got to do middle class stuff.
Right.
You know, you're not going to find that, you know, doing hood rat things with your hood rat friends.
Right.
Not at all.
You know, you yeah. got to live that kind of lifestyle. You're going to have to join the community center. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have to yeah. go walk at the track. You know, you're going to have to, right. you know, be, go.
Visit the dog you, park.
You're going to visit the yeah. dog park, do yoga. Go sit in little coffee shops. You're going to have to do stuff to where these people are. You have to go mm-hmm. where these people are.
Right.
So you're going to have to change your whole life to fit your clientele, to attract the clientele you want. So I do, I interview, like we do an interview just to see, you know, where they are and what their sphere of influence look like, if any.
So
and
like,
we work it from there.
So, like, for example, me and Janita are different, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
So we're not going to have the same tactics. You know, right. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not going to be on Facebook or I'm not going to people talking like
no,
y'all.
So you're a secret agent.
No, I'm not. No, definitely not a secret agent. But I'm saying I'm just not as active as y'all are. You know what I mean? Y'all boisterous.
And I think it's a...
I want that money, baby. I want it.
Because now that's a real,
for sure.
that's
right.
a real
sure.
thing, though.
Sure.
Because, and I think you hit it with Shaka. I think that he's still growing, you know, because it's like, you know, certain men, they're like private, and then they're like, oh, I ain't going on social media.
Yeah.
And they kind of like dip their toe in it a little bit. Like, today was the first time he went live.
Mm. But
he graduated.
That's all about like comfort, because I think about 6 years ago or so, I made a promise to myself. No, it's a little less than that, 5. I was going to stop being a secret agent. And everybody that I know was gonna know that I'm a realtor. Like, you have, like, the people that you're around can't constantly call you and say, yeah, I know you do something over there, but what is it again
right.
that you
right.
that you actually do? Like, mm-hmm. people should really know what it is that you do in your profession. I mean, that's any profession, right?
Absolutely. And we have to remember, we are in sales. We are selling ourselves.
Right.
And so everything you do, you have to, you know, show up and remember that this might not be a client today.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, 5 years from now,
absolutely,
that seed might, you know, grow.
Yeah, you'd be sitting in the office and then your auntie got her house listed on the market.
Oh, I fall.
Then your cousins or somebody, they just brought a house and they celebrating.
You search you like, looking for concert, you be like, what the? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But sometimes it's your fault. Not you, but in general, like, you know, as the agent, you have to kind of like, okay, maybe before I get upset with my auntie that listed the house, did she know
that I was an agent?
I was an agent?
If she did know I was an agent,
now you can be mad.
You know what? I stop being mad. I call and ask them. So why you ain't choose me? If they your family, they're going to tell you straight up.
Right.
Yeah.
I knew you sold real estate, but I didn't think you sold real estate
like this.
Allen Park. Right. I didn't think you would come to Alabama. Or I didn't think I could use you here.
Right.
And that is our fault.
And here's the thing that they do. And when you call them and ask them, they'll find you a client. Miss Susie want to sell her house.
Right.
Here's her number, baby.
Right.
Because a family don't always pay you. Like, damn, that was messed up. I should have did my cousin like that.
And
they going to find you a client.
And then what I noticed, too, though, a lot of times they'll come back to you when they get in trouble. That happens all the time because it'd be like,
can you look at this contract?
Can you look at this contract for me? I'd be like, well, the way your deal's set up, I ain't really in it like that.
I can't do that.
I'd be like, your agent can sue me.
Right.
Facts.
But I want to go back to sphere influence. You mentioned like new agents saying they don't have a sphere of influence. Everybody has a sphere of influence. If you went to school, you got a sphere of influence. You just have to learn how to tap into it. So I think y'all are great mentors to teach people how to do that.
But then you, it's also, again, people who think that real estate is easy. They be like, what do you mean I have to get out here and sell myself? make a stat and says, I post my license and then, you know, people are just going to run up to me and I'm going to be selling these $500,000 houses in Farmington Hills. That's not going to happen. No, not going to happen. Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tawana.
About what?
No, because I'm going to ask a question.
Off trees.
I mean, you guys have a lot of people that are probably looking at you like, okay, I need some fish, I need some loaves of bread.
So they go through, as a new agent, they come in, they go into the Shine mentorship program if they're lucky and if they're smart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They'll choose her as the mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she did kind of close it up a little bit because it was too many people.
Right.
But she actually meets with them every week. Like, this is what you should be doing today. We doing headshots. We writing bios. We doing this. We opening our Facebook page. I don't really like social media. We're opening our Facebook page. We're opening our Instagram because all of that is free marketing. And if you're already closing doors about what you're not going to do, why are you in my mentorship class?
It's not, it may not be for you. If you got 120 friends on Facebook and you've been on there for 8 years, it may not be for you.
Right.
Because we're very public people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People know everything about us because we're in the public eye.
You know, because we're going to bounce back and forth a little bit because you just brought up something that I did want to ask you about. So imagery, how do you feel like that's affected you? Because you do. You talk about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
not everything. People think we do.
That's the
beauty of it. And that's the beauty of giving them.
About nothing.
No, right. But what I'm saying is, I feel like you don't.
I've seen you rent before. I'll be like, man.
Those get great interaction.
Yeah, people love that. Yeah.
But that's what I was getting ready to say. Like, I want to debunk some of the, because people will say, oh, you're not going to be successful because you did that, or this person is not going to choose you because you did that.
And I'm okay with that. I got to be me. I'm in business for myself to be myself.
Yeah,
I'm not in business to be fake, to be phony, you know, to create an air about myself. I quit corporate America and I freed myself from that so I could be me, and I'm going to be me. And I'm going to have some fun. I am going to have some fun. You know, I'm not going to live life without laughing, without, you know, talking a little stuff. I love to talk a little stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm going to talk my talk and I'm going to have me some fun. But when it comes down to business, I am serious as they come and I'm going to make it happen for you. I'm going to sell your house. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to train you as a realtor. Yeah. We're going to get it all done, you know, but we're going to have some laughs and jokes along the way. And, you know, it's going to be a great experience for you. I'm a real
person.
And
you know what?
Right?
It's a 50-50 because, like, for every person that don't like it, it's another person. And you may say something that other people may be offended by, and that one person that's actually going to do business with you connects with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, damn, I was thinking that. Mm-hmm. And now they have a different connection with you outside of just real estate.
If my thing is, I'm not going to let anybody who don't do what I do tell me how I should act or what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an icon agent, so I'm doing something right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm an attractor, so I'm doing something right. So if they're not doing what I'm doing,
so how you going to tell me?
Right. You can't tell me nothing.
Right.
I got you. You know what I'm saying, Reggie? If you came to me and you say, LaShawn, let me kick it with you.
Right.
I'm going to listen and take everything you say to heart because you do what I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So
I'm
going to
respect what you say, but if you don't do what I do, I can't respect it.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to be another topic because I want to talk to LaShawn about, I remember when I first met them, we was over at, we was having a meeting.
Right.
And she was working at the time.
So
She was agent part-time working full-time. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that now?
Yeah.
So because a lot of people are in that space where they want to know, can they be a agent part-time?
You can. You can be a part-time realtor, but you have to give up so much. Mm-hmm. You're going to give up your social life.
Yeah.
You're going to give up your family life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be about your job and real estate. And to be honest, your 9-to-5 is going to suffer or your real estate is going to suffer.
Right.
You cannot do both successfully.
Yeah. And the reality of it is most clients don't really know you part-time unless you tell them or
never
your actions show it.
Yeah.
Right? Never tell them.
So if you're lack of communication or you're not following up or you're not taking it serious, it'll show up in your work. But really, they don't know because most of your clients, they may communicate via text and email throughout the day, which you could still do, but they're really not ready until after you get off work, too,
In
most cases.
But I want to talk about what made you finally decide to say, you know what, screw it, because you liked your job.
Yeah, so during COVID, I was going through a lot. You know, I had a lot going on with myself. I had a lot going on with my family. People were dying. It was just, COVID was really hard. You know, it was really hard for me. And I talked about it a lot on social media. It was very, very hard. And I was just torturing myself by trying to balance everything. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to balance what was going on with me, what was going on in the world, what was going on in real estate and all this, and something had to give.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so it was corporate America that had to go. Mm-hmm. But it was very difficult to let it go because, I mean, that job did everything. It changed the trajectory of my family's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took me from the east side to Southfield. You know, it gave my kids a great home.
Education.
You know, it took them through college. Yeah. You know, I had more money than I ever thought I would have in my life.
Wow.
You know, just from working a job, you know, I could look at my accounts and be like, God damn, look on the east side. Look what you did. You know, just from working a 9-to-5. So I had a lot to be thankful to them for, you know.
Right.
So it was very hard to let that go because things didn't happen. Things like that didn't happen for girls like me.
Right.
But even letting it go for real estate, you know, it has even been more of a blessing in my life. You know what I'm saying? Now I'd be still like, oh, my God, you can just go buy a car and write a check.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's been even more of a blessing. So, you know, I'm grateful to the company that I work for, shout out Raymond James, and everything they did for me.
Right.
Because, like I said, it changed my life, but it was just time to move on and be free from that so I could work on the things that I needed to work on personally. And, you know, and it's the best decision I ever made in recent and modern history. You know, I don't regret it one day.
Mm. Right.
I love
one piece of advice for a person that is in that situation right now, somebody that is you know, just stuck, maybe scared to, you know, people are scared, right? They're like, this is safe. The job is safe. This right here is a risk that I'm taking.
You got to ask yourself, do you have the discipline?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have discipline to quit your job. Are you going to get up in the morning and work real estate like you worked that job?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're not, don't quit.
Right.
Exactly.
You have to get up. If you're not up, if you're not awake by 6 a.m., if you're not on your feet by 8, don't do it.
Mm.
You know, you ain't out the door and on your way to the office by 9.
Mm.
You, Don't quit your job because you're not ready.
You're not ready for
it. We're in our office 8 to 10 hours a day.
Hold on, Tawana, you back to getting up early? You getting up early now?
I don't know what you're talking about. I get up around 5 now.
Do you?
Yeah.
What?
Thank God for dogs. Thank God for animals. They got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. So I'm up. I have my coffee. I check. By the time I look at my email, my day done started.
Right.
Yeah.
If I open the email, it's on.
Exactly.
Then I'll start emailing people like, oh, shoot. You know, it's too early.
It's too early.
I got people like, oh, I didn't know you was up at 2 in the morning. I'm like, oh, you in Cali.
But it's that. That force to like trying to make yourself go back to bed. Like, what is that about? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, if you up,
get up,
get going.
Yeah, you have to, and then you have to make sure that you're making enough money to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You don't want to be fine. You want to know, make sure that you're, that the real estate business can take care of you, or you gonna grind it out. Because I'm one person. I believe we can make unlimited amount of money in real estate. I don't think if the only limits is what we put on ourselves.
Right.
If I didn't make enough money for a month, I know it's all my fault.
Yep.
Right.
Because I was, you know, traveling or doing some stuff. So, you know.
Or I wasn't getting out of bed till 2.
I want to know how does it feel to be like, this is all I do full time. I don't do nothing else.
I feel amazing. It's amazing.
You know what about real estate, what I learned over the years? You can change your whole life within 6 months. Just by giving like 3-4 good months of just 100%, 110%, just grinding it out, your life will change in 6 months.
Yes.
But most people, they want to dabble in it, and they want to show up at 10:30. You know what I'm saying? I go to some real estate offices, and these are smaller brokerages, and you go in at 9 o'clock, and it's like a ghost town, just a secretary there.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why all the agents are complaining.
Mm-hmm.
They call them Tawana and LaShawn, like, I want to come with y'all.
They do.
Y'all
they do.
Humping.
I tell you like this, like, you got to come to the office. You have to come. Magic cut happens when you go into the office.
It does.
Just take your butt into the office. Like, even with us, if we got a whole bunch of leads coming in, we can't handle them all. Yep. I'm going to pass them to somebody. Where you at?
Mm-hmm.
You know
yep.
what I'm saying? The person who in my face is the one that's going to
get
them.
It.
Every time.
Every time.
And they know, they'll walk in, what's going on?
Well, why you
I'm like, hold
me?
On.
Yeah. No, I'm
here.
Giving it to the person that's here.
Right.
If I go upstairs, and hey, whoever here, that's the ones that's gonna get this lead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have that conversation with people. Like, you know how it is when you come in with a listing, you telling everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I got this coming, boop, boop, boop. You in the office, you like, hold on, I got a buyer.
Right.
Hold on,
don't
go nowhere. I got this. And that's one thing I love about our collaboration.
Right.
Because everybody's super excited as soon as they get a listing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling y'all, I'm signing this one next week. Where is that? How many bedrooms? What you listing to that? You know, we getting all this, jotting this down. Before it even make it, before you even get to there, you'd be like, hey, I got 2 offers.
Right.
That's the beauty. You hanging around 130 people who are hungry.
Right.
You know, they're just not out here. Everybody is trying to get something, and I love their hustle over there.
Because some days my desk looks sitting up, it look like this table.
Right.
I got 4 agents sitting up there looking at me. Yeah. What are you about to do today, good job?
And I know y'all getting
something. You about to make some money.
And you know, you got people waiting on you. You like, oh, now what do I have to do? Mm-hmm. I got to find something for them to do. So.
And real quick, because we're going to take a break.
Okay.
But with it's a synergy that coming into the office creates, right?
Yes.
A lot of agents be like, oh, I could have called from home, or I could have did this. When you come in the office and you got ideas and you sharing ideas and information, it just makes you grow that much faster.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just at home, you end up turning on YouTube or something you don't need to be watching. It just a distraction, pretty much.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little? So we know some great synergy being in the office, working together. But, you know, what are some of the perks of, you know, maybe staying at home at the home office from time to time?
One perk is I get to make breakfast, so that's always a good thing. The other is just being able to concentrate on a project. One thing about having so many agents is that knocking on the door, knocking.
Yeah.
Y'all busy? Never come in. Never come in. So at home, you get to like just really focus on like if I got something big that I need to get to together, then I'll do that from the home.
Man,
that's a
what
fact.
About
and the
for
dogs
agent,
are so
though.
Happy that we're there. Like they, oh my goodness, they lay up under my feet. Like oh my god,
you can never. I don't even. So for me, I hate going into the office. because I can't get nothing done at the office. I don't have an issue with it, y'all. So people that's at the office knocking on the door.
Yeah.
But literally, the moment I'm in the office, the entire time is somebody at my door knocking.
As soon as he walk in the door, be like, Judge Anita. And I be in my desk like, did he just call me?
Lies.
He didn't call me like 10 times. like, bruh.
No. That's not true.
No, it's true.
Because I'll come in. Listen, so when we come in our office, well, when you come in the back, her office is first.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a question for her, I'm going to answer it. I'm going to ask right there.
Once I get
to my office.
He's lying.
Leave me alone.
I literally be saying that because we only got a couple people in there, and as soon as we both get in there, it's like you said, it's a Knox, and I can't even imagine all the people that y'all got.
As soon as
I come down and I sit down and I think I got my little coffee in my hand, I'm in front of my, I'd be like, he'd be like, Johnita. And I'd be like, yes, Messa. What can I help you with? Like, what do you need? Okay, you good? All right.
So you're an office every day person?
Yeah, I am.
I want to bring up, so we talked about it from the leadership standpoint, but how do you feel about agents that are working from home?
They
need to be in the office. Right. My thing is, if you're not a capper, you need to be in the office.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You're not self-sufficient yet.
Explain to our audience what a capper means, because it's only a couple companies that have a capping model. Yeah, it's only like three that have a capping model. Some have like a flat fee. Yeah. Model, but explain what the capping.
Hopefully,
model
the flat fee model also equals
taps
capping, but that's right? You know, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What capping is that if you are working under a broker,
right,
the broker takes a certain percentage up to this cap amount. Then, once you get to that amount, 100% of your commissions go to you.
Right.
So if you haven't
reached that. But if you are paying a cap to a broker, make sure that you're getting training.
Yes,
make sure
services.
Make sure you are getting services for your money.
Well, there's going to be a certain amount that you're going to be paying for those services, too. So, because that's what I wanted to hit on. Like, I've been experiencing a lot of people kind of being like, oh, you know, this costs money, or why do I have to pay this? And I'm going to put my son on the spot because he's like one of the major ones. Like, I don't under, you know. Why do I have to pay this? And I could just work under you and do X, Y, and Z. No, the hell you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to explain, it's like paying for education or paying
for the services.
Or being a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Like, if you were a business owner out on your own 100%, you probably would be paying triple the expense.
Absolutely.
But if you have a good brokerage that you're at and you have to pay a little bit and you have, just explain some of that.
So, the reason that I choose to work under a brokerage versus being independent, because we can just get our license and do whatever, is the liability and the risk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the risk is solely on my broker at this point, you know. So, you know, and they carry the insurance and things like that. So I can focus on growing, again, my revenue streams in different ways. Now, if I wanted to be a broker and I wanted to grow a business that way, then I would probably do it independently. You know, but
and then there's the whole record keeping and aspect and cutting checks and all of that.
And personnel.
Or you gotta hire
what about the overhead?
And the overhead and all of that.
Payroll.
Right.
No.
So how do I want to create the businesses that I want to be in? And I, you know, I'm 48, I think I'll be this year.
Right.
So I have to think about business in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I going to be able to start it from the ground and hit 20 years of being the captain and doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Probably, but do I want to?
Right.
Because you got a goal of retiring?
I mean, I do have a goal of, I have a goal of designing my retirement. Mm-hmm. So actually saying I'm going to do one deal this month because I need something to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to, you know, go out and meet the neighbors or something, but not because I have to, because I want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We definitely have an exit strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have, you know, short-term strategy, like we want to not be in Michigan 6 months a year.
Right. Do you have advice to people on exit strategies in retirement?
Know how much it's going to cost you to live the life you want to live.
Right.
And then reach a goal of their passive income meeting that number, and then everything else is a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about, so like you have a real estate collaboration, so it's a group of agents that you have, because most of the people complain about EXP, they don't have the physical office. But your right. collaboration, you actually have a physical location where they come into, correct?
Yeah, we have a physical location. Right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're running your team or business is really still, they're still getting the same service, right, under mm-hmm. EXP.
Yeah,
under
they get you all guys. The EXP. Right. You get everything from EXP, but what makes us different and what separates us from other groups or other people that you would get sponsored in is what we do for our agents and how we treat them like family.
Okay.
Yeah.
More so than anything else.
Right.
We have a saying that where you're celebrated, not tolerated. So we celebrate all of our agents' success.
Okay.
Not just your real estate success, but you got personal successes mm-hmm. that we like to talk about.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we got people who got kids graduating and, or, you know, LaShawna, I have grandkids. So any little thing that kids do, we all over. Yeah. What's your baby in kindergarten? Right. We need to do something for them. Right. You know, so.
Yeah. Right. You bring your kids to work if you need to.
Absolutely. Right.
It's always some kid. Well, what?
Babies. We got,
it's
got
always
all.
Kids up there. You know, I was like, oh, we gonna have to get us a little school going on here.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? We're not one of those broke rules. These people, don't bring your kids in here. Right. You know, kids are very much welcome.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we love it when they come. We got snacks, candy, all that stuff. We get, you know, it's
bring
a very...
Off it's, tomorrow. Yeah. Monday.
So
we're very welcoming to
kids get kicked out of school. The agents are like, yeah, my son kicked out. I'm like, come over here, let me
one
talk
of the
to
things
you.
Right. Kicked out of school. Say what you do. Is that everybody helps. We have 6 icon agents.
Right.
It's not... if. Twan and I not available, you know, they can go to Danielle,
right.
they can go to Future, you right. know, they can go to Jermaine, you
Andrea.
Know, they, Andrea, like, everybody
wait,
is, like,
hold on,
super
shout
helpful.
Out to Future, she just sold one of my listings. Yeah. Waiting on that inspection tomorrow, let's close.
Future's a B-section.
Yeah, Danielle, too.
Yeah.
We bumped into Danielle, and we was in a circle, and we was the only one that looked like us.
One of them amazing. Yeah. I was so proud of y'all.
Yeah. Y'all got some good people over there.
Yeah. We're getting Danielle on the show, right?
Yeah. She's coming up in June.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. Good.
Yeah, I'm having a good time with Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
We had to recover one day. So,
right.
yeah.
Two days ago.
Yeah.
Because
so.
I still need a nap.
Right. So, I mean, is there anything that you want to leave us with or like advice to whomever? I don't even.
I don't know about ready. But as far as advice, make sure you have your business plan together. I think people jump into real estate and they don't think about what the business is going to look like. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Other than, you know, I'm just doing it so I want to buy some houses, or I'm just doing it because it's easy to get a license and I want to figure it out. Plan your business. You done paid the money.
Right.
Right? How much money you want to make? And then how are you going to be able to create it so you can make that amount of money, still live the life you want to live and be happy?
Right.
So come into it with a plan. And I think you should have that with anything you want to do. Fun, pleasure, whatever. Just have a plan.
Period.
I'm an accountability partner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Accountability matters. If you can't afford a coach, get yourself an accountability partner and hold yourself accountable to whatever your plan and your goals are. You know, schedule your day. Time block is important. Scheduling your day is important. The most precious asset that a realtor has is time. Time is everything to us. We only get so much hours in a day. We got to maximize it because that's how we make our money.
Absolutely.
It's about maximizing our time.
Mm-hmm.
So don't call me wasting my time.
No. Sometimes we waste our own time.
Read the agent comments.
Sometimes we waste our own time.
Get that.
Like, you take your agents out, you take people out without a pre-approval. And I tell agents all the time, what you doing that for? You wasting your time. You're going to get burned.
Right.
Oh, no. I'll be like, don't.
They gonna
my,
try
boy
anyway.
Money, my boy got
right.
money. My boy got money.
Yeah.
My boy ain't got no money.
Mm-mm. Then they come back. He was right.
Right.
He got money. It looked like money.
Yeah, it looked like money.
Until the lender look at it.
He got the Facebook money.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He got that. Oh, right. I got everything. Do you? Where your bank account at? It's Cash App.
Right.
Okay.
It's something. We got to get y'all back on here to talk about being in a relationship and business together.
That's the next
topic. We're not going to do it tonight. You know, they left us with some gems.
That's a good one.
Yes. We need to have a couple show. We know a few couples in real estate.
We just met some people.
A deep dive.
Yeah.
That's gonna be like a series.
Twana and I, we just met a couple. couple like us. And so we did a mastermind with them, and it was really cool. We supposed to meet them when we go down to Texas, because I had never met a couple like me and Tawana.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, look, go on Facebook, and boom.
And I followed them for a minute. I stalked them for a minute. I was like, oh, my God.
Right. That's our couple
thing. Yeah,
well, it was wonderful having you all. Where to find you, please?
Everywhere is Team Peterson Jackson. Everywhere. Just everywhere. At Team Peterson Jackson, and you will find us. Instagram, Facebook, we on Snapchat, but I don't be on there a lot, y'all. And right. Don't hold that against me when I am
she
on Snap.
I like tiki-taki.
So I'm doing that now. But our personal, we also have personal pages. So I am Tawana, T-O-W-A-N-N-A, Peterson Jackson.
And I am LaShawn Peterson Jackson. I'm at my maximum, but you know, I'll add you.
Right.
I get rid of people.
She does. Okay. I'm like, how do you max out Facebook?
I want to have a second page. I stay right at about 4,900 just so that I don't have to delete people.
I'm at 46 right now because I think it's 400 people that I need to meet in the world.
I do have a second page, but I don't know.
That's how I keep my eye just like that.
I
logged
in and I was like, I don't know these people.
Yeah.
Let me go back to my real page.
It's not fun over there.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.